This is our monthly visit with the Randolph County Commission. We're actually talking a week early today as we're going to welcome board Presiding Commissioner John Truesdale, Eastern District Commissioner Wayne Wilcox, and Western District Commissioner Johnny Hobbs. And John, first of all, why don't you let folks know why we're actually visiting a week early? Because you guys are going to be busy next week, aren't you?
Yes, sir, that's absolutely correct. We normally have this visit on the first Thursday of every month. But the first Thursday in February, we will be in CCAM training down in Columbia, Missouri. That is set up by statute. It's mandatory that all the commissioners in the state will attend this training. And so we will be down there with all the other commissioners in the state.
All right. What are you expecting to learn during that?
Well, there's a number of different things. One of the things I'm hoping to be able to see when we get down there is some information where they'll be talking about the statute that creates our ability to be able to go after funding for 911. They have a number of different breakout sessions as a general rule in the training that goes on in there.
Wayne, is this valuable training?
Yes, it is. One of the key sessions that they'll have, particularly for the new commissioners, and we'll have a lot of new presiding commissioners this year, and is they bring a set of lawyers in that tell you how to do things without getting yourself in trouble and how to manage the statutes, and that is very valuable to a brand new. One of the other things that they'll talk about, they usually have a session on budgeting and what the tricks and the trades are. They'll have other commissioners in, and they'll talk about their budgeting processes. What's good, what's positive ways to do your budgeting. One of the other things is a mandatory training that you, at least one of the commissioners in the county, always has to be certified through MoDOT to be able to do any kind of BRO funding projects. In Randolph County, we really don't have any BRO money left to speak of because most of it's been used up in previous years on bridge projects. BRO is bridge project money and federal money. And so those are some of the key things that you get to, or can accomplish while you're there.
All right, Johnny, how about you? When you first became a member of the commission, what was it like for you?
Well, I was very fortunate because Wayne and John offered me an opportunity in November to end of November, December to go down to Jefferson City to a special class. The year that I was elected, there were 76 new commissioners that came on board, and they had a group of lawyers down there, and we spent an entire day just for the brand new. And then following that in February, going to CCAM, we went in about 9 o'clock in the morning when the rest of the commissioners didn't come in until about 12, and went through training again. And basically, best thing that ever happened, when you come in as a county commissioner, you don't know everything that's going on.
All right, let's talk about the roads. We've had some nasty weather over the past 3 weeks or so. How have the crews handled things?
Oh, we've got a wonderful crew. Came in early, got right on top of it. The first day, they got through every road, just one or two passes to the road. Then the following couple days, they came through and graded the roads where they were a little bit wider because we thought we were going to have another major snowstorm. One thing that a lot of people see, yes, we did get a lot of gravel pushed off the roads that are on the side, on the shoulders. We will come back this spring, and we have a special tool that will bring that rock, reclaim that rock back up on the roads. And yes, when we reclaim this rock, we will bring some grass and some dirt along with it. I assure you that this is the best for the county to do, is to reclaim this rock. And then the guys will go in the spring. We've got a couple roads. We know Road 1430. We're going to have to go out to that road, and we're going to have to work on some ditches out there to get that road to drain. The road was built way back when, okay, and the ground is taller. The farming land is taller than the road. The road sets down. So you can imagine when you have 12 inches of snow, all the snow starts melting on a 50-degree day, and now you have a road of ice. And we're doing the very best we can. We know we have some problems in some areas, and it takes time to get the areas fixed.
All right, you were telling me you got some good news about a bid, aren't you?
Yes. Early this year, when we were doing budgets, our rock company came in. Norris Quarries came in with a bid, and all three of us talked about it before he came in, and we looked at the bid. They decided they were going to go up about 40 cents a ton. I told the guys I want to reject the bid. I didn't like the bid. I thought it was too much. Told the gentleman that gave us the bid that we wanted to renegotiate the price. Well, two or three weeks later, he came back. Best thing we've done in a while has saved us 20 cents a ton.
Yes, that's very good news. But we've also reached out to a different quarry. Central Stone had come to us looking for possibly increase their business. And they're a little further away, but they're quite a bit cheaper. And we've been over and looked at their rock, trying to get a grade on it, and may look at ways to bring that rock in where that can save us a little additional money also.
Okay, I know we want to talk about 911 and the EMD position in a little bit, but who wants to talk about water in the southeast part of the county first? Where do we want to start with that? And John, you want to address that?
Yeah, I'll kick that one off. It came to our attention, Water District 10, and that is my area in the county where I come from. Most of y'all know I live down at Clark. District 10 does a fine job about delivering water down on that end, and we've been real pleased with them. But they kind of are facing a little bit of an issue. They've got there's been enough expansion in the southeast corner that the water pressure is kind of being threatened. There is a list of individuals and businesses that are out there today that are waiting to get on to District 10 water. And the reason that they're waiting is if you put those folks on there today, then the water pressure would fall as a result of having those additional lines. And there are rules and regulations and specs that go along with that like there are anything else. If the water pressure on that line drops below 40 pounds, then it presents bacteria problems. And so they have to try to maintain a minimum of 40 pounds of pressure on that line. And that's why these folks are currently sitting in limbo and waiting. From the county commission side of the fence, we see that obviously as a potential problem. We want to see expansion. We want to see growth. We want these businesses, these homeowners to come into that area and to build and to be able to have access to good water. So Wayne recently went to one of the District 10 meetings, and we've been trying to talk with the folks over on District 10 to see what we as a county can do to try to assist them in being able to fix that water pressure problem.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen moving forward then, Wayne?
Well, the way I understand it, they would like to do what you call a loop, in other words, feed it from another direction. The pipes that are on that side of Highway 63, the west side. There's a connection south of Clark that goes underneath Highway 63, and they're trying to acquire right-of-way to bring a line from the old Colliers Junction area down to that point. And if they do that, then that will loop that and increase the pressure. And they ought to be able to put these other people on the system. They're also talking to the city of Clark about being able to hook on to their system as a alternate source. So they are trying to address the problem, and our role in this is we have an old county road that's not necessarily being used anymore, which still belongs to the county, and that right-of-way belongs to us, and we are going to offer that to the district to allow them to run their water main and hook up to this point that should increase the pressure west of Highway 63.
Because if this all gets taken care of, it's good news for everyone, isn't it?
It is. It's a win-win all the way around. They've been wanting to do it. They've been trying to find a right-of-way to run the pipe. If they can't get a more direct route, we can offer them this route.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more in just a moment.